Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now the MVP. The MVP, all those memorable trips to RFK, you and Buttsy. So many memories for you, Mark. I don't know where to start, but I know it was always special for all the Texans playing Dallas. Why don't you describe that to our audience?
Well, my first experience with the Redskins and the Dallas game was Thanksgiving 1974. When I'm trying to remember, was it Danny White? I forget who the quarterback was. I think it was Danny White that threw a last-second touchdown over Kenny Stone to beat us in Dallas on Thanksgiving. And that was – I just remember that was my first experience of being a Redskin and playing Dallas and getting to experience all the all the craziness that goes on around, or did go on around D.C. It's kind of died down over the years. But George Allen was so good at building up that that experience of playing Dallas. I mean, he made it like it was the end of the world if we didn't win. And we actually kind of felt that way. And then later on, remember we had in 82, I think it was, when everybody dressed up like military.
Oh, man, that was... My favorite photos are those fifth pitchers, and I went to, you know, Tony Hill, and when you start thinking about Thrill, Tony Dorsett, Springs, those are all good dudes, man. Played against them, the Buckeyes. We had our inner challenges, but I mean, love those dudes, man. And so we would. Later find out, you know, everybody exaggerates. There was actually, to be honest, there was 26 of us that had gone to the Army surplus stores and bought, had all the fatigues and stuff that actually suited up that day. When we got to the airport, I remember going to Thrill's house and the Springs, and Landry had called them in. And by the time the word got to Dallas, it was the entire team. Imagine if Landry called a meeting and told you that the entire Redskins team was in military gear. And that's the word that come from the airport. So everybody in Dallas said, you better get into the facility. So Landry, all the Cowboys come in the facility, and Landry says, these dudes have on military gear. This is no joke. And it that was the word. It was 26 guys that did that. And then it went on from there. And then when you know who shattered every one of those mirrors in the Dallas locker room, how do you not go back into that? So there was so many different things. Or the reef that was, that hung up there. And you went through all this you had that origins of the really when the rivalry was thick.
Oh, gosh, yeah. That wreath was thrown after Dallas beat us down there in Dallas that year. One year, I forget which year it was. I think it was Too Tall Jones came to our locker room because somebody had sent a wreath to the Dallas locker room before the game. And they thought it came from one of us, but it was a Cowboys fan that was trying to get them riled up, and it did. They ended
up winning the game. I thought it was Dyron Talbert. That was a rumor.
Yep. Yeah, well, and anyway, it was one of their fans that sent it, because the word got out later on, because what happened was he came into our locker room after the game. The door opened up, and it just so happened that Joe Theismann and my lockers were right there by the door. It came flying in through the door, the wreath did. It bounced off the locker and hit me in the knee and cut my knee. I had a couple of stitches under my kneecap from where it hit off. It was a metal reed, the reed was hung on a metal frame, and it cut my leg. So, I mean, there's been some crazy things that went on for Dallas.
Essek, I bet you didn't know that, did you?
Oh.
You better flag that. The Rooster will want to know that. I don't think he knew it either.
Oh, really?
No, yeah, I mean, I didn't know your leg was cut. I heard about it. Dyron Talbert. I mean, you hear all these stories. I mean, that was an intricate one. When I'm not going to mention who busted the window, who broke every mirror in the locker room.
Yeah.
Then there's the fun for some. They tried to jump up the fun bunch. All these different things, Reeves and Zom Landry over there yelling, no, Danny, no. But you've witnessed all of these things. And being from Texas, once again, I just wonder how big was it for you, Mo? And how big is this Sunday? Because I feel like I'm not in a joking mood. I am serious about this. It don't mean a hoot about nostalgia. We have got to beat Dallas Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, it's a must game for this team, I think. If nothing else, because of the rivalry needs to be reborn. And at the same time, our division is really close right now. Dallas is struggling somewhat. They're ripe for us to win. And if we can get it started, I think this year will be the starting point, because if we can beat them this week, it should be a good indication that our Redskins or our Commanders are back and that good things are ahead. Even if we don't win everything this year, but at least we're getting that the good things, the good memories of the past, we're getting them back, and we've got hope for the future.
MVP, Mark Mosley with us here. And the beauty about Mo, and we had Bosco on, and we talked about our little strip of real estate that we had, and you held that down longer than anybody, but where you have real estate in the locker room, it does matter. And we had a nice little cozy corner there for many years, and your locker attracted the most attention, as always, because for some reason, everybody wants to mess with Mo. And you had the most cosmetics, you had the pumps, you had the gels, you had everything. You were the guy. You were a manly man, but you were far more ahead than the rest of us. And Mo, that's what always separated you. You were a grown-up when we were still wet behind the ears.
Well, I don't know about that, but I had the mirror in my locker that everybody wanted to come over and look at. And my hair, I guess it's always been a subject of controversy in my life, especially when I was playing. I remember Wysocki used to really give me grief about my hair never getting messed up. He said, he used to claim I could wear the helmet the whole game and take it off, and it looked just like it did before the game.
Yep.
But it wasn't always like that. But it was, my locker attracted a lot of attention. I was even, I remember one year they drug me through the mud after practice. I had already gotten dressed, was headed out because I had to drive up to, I think it was Hagerstown.
That's true. True story.
A banquet, yep, and they took me out and drug me through the mud hole, and I had to completely get all redressed and everything. It's crazy. And
how about the analgesic bomb? And Nelms had Nelms on earlier, number one prankster I ever played with. Who was the number one prankster in all the years you played in the locker room?
I think it was Manny Sistrunk.
Oh, Manny. Yeah, defensive lineman. Yeah, Sistrunk.
Yeah, Manny Sistrunk. And he used to, when everybody were up in the meeting, he would slip into the, go through the locker room and find out who had lunches, and he would steal the lunches. And guys would come down and their lunch would be gone. And he was always, he knew I, that I always brought a lunch. And I usually had a sandwich or something like that. And so one day my wife decided she was going to get even. She made a sandwich and she put X-Lax in the sandwich. It was a, scrambled egg sandwich with mayonnaise. And he took that, he ate that sandwich. And about halfway through our team meeting, Manny, all of a sudden, he started making these noises back in the back, and he's, you know, you could tell his, everybody turned around to look at his face. Next thing we know, he is sprinting out of the room, trying to get to the restroom. I'll never forget that one.
That's a good one. Hilarious. See, this is why I know some of this is childish, but I'd never heard that one. And that's why you keep digging these, because, I mean, I knew the ones, the analgesic bomb, because Nelms did most of these. You know, they call the phone, and they your phone, they put the shaving cream in the earphone and deal, and guys would put that right to their ear. That I'd heard. Throwing ice over the urinals, Nelms. When you're showering, you wash your hair, ice hits you in the back, Nelms. Yeah. So all these, you know, all these things that went on, the pranks in the locker room. But, Mo, it's always a pleasure, man. But this Dallas week is different. I know nobody would put a twist on it like you. And it's, Mo took more crap. He also bailed a team out more than anyone. And I keep trying to remind people in the DMV, do you know when the MVP is a kicker and is on your team, that means your offense failed more than anyone else's. We failed on third down more than anybody. And Mo came in and bailed us out. Mo bailed us out over and over and over again. Final question for you. You got to be impressed with the kicking situation here now, because we've got two guys that don't miss.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been real impressed. I'm really proud, too. They've come through. They've proven that that they're, you know, they can make the kicks. And I'm just praying that the coaches will understand what kicking is all about. It's more mental than it is physical. And these kids right now have a great bit of confidence. If the coaches and the players can keep feeding that confidence, these kids, I think, can do a great job and will really help this team. Because you and I both know, in order to be successful, every good team ends up having a good quarterback, a good defense, and they got to have a good kicking game, a special teams game. If you got those, you've got a good chance to go as far as you can go. And you know, that's what made us, I think. I mean, we always had a great defense, and I don't know that our, you know, there were times when our offense struggled, and that's when we had to have the kicks to keep the points coming in. Because I remember in, you remember in 83, we scored as a team. I think it was 541,
I think,
500 something points, which was an NFL record. And I set the NFL record for individual that year with 161 points. But we were, you know, we were driving. Our offense was kicking it, and our defense was really, really stopping them. And we would go down, and if we didn't score a touchdown, we kick field goals. And I'd have 3, 4, 5 field goals a game. So, I mean, it's, you know, that's a big part of the team. And, I mean, if you look at all the good teams right now, every one of them have a good, solid kicking game.
Can't win without it. Detroit, look at the Lions. Best team, got to have a good kicker. And Mo has always been my hero. My favorite kick was the New York Giant kick in the snow. There will be a Netflix special on that. I guarantee it. Because of the background, it's perfect for television.
Yeah,
you can't make it up.
It was a big game. It was something. Yeah. It was a lot riding on it.
Yeah, you can't make it up. It's perfect for it. And I'm hoping that it happens. Well, my friend, another Dallas week. I hope we get many, many, many more to go. We got to win this one, though. This is really important to the continuance of the season, because we're on a mini roll, and I want to get back on the good foot.
Yeah, and the great thing is this is the first time in a long time that this game has a meaning to it. You know, it really is has a big part. Will play a big part in our season when it's all said and done.
Mark Mosley, as Coach Thompson would say, you are simply one of the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Doc.
You got it, man.
It's good hearing from you.
Mr. Five Guys, too, makes a mean burger. Have you ever had one?
Five Guys?
Yeah. Okay, Mosley, the man. Thank you, brother.
All right, Doc.
Yeah, my man, Mark Mosley.